Disco lights and an occasional Disney tune set the scene for roller skating night at Girls Inc. in Sioux City.
I'm Maggie. I'm 10.
A tenacious and at times typical fifth grader.
I like to play soccer, sing, play guitar, and do art. I want to be the president when I grow up.
All she knows as a six-year-old is Trump says he's going to build a wall between us and Mexico, and some of her friends are Mexican.
Maggie's mother, Tracy Taylor, says her daughter's political aspirations started when Donald Trump became president.
It made me be like, oh my gosh, this is a very important thing, and I need to step into it and, like, do it.
2 years ago, Girls Inc. sent Maggie and Tracy to take our daughters to Congress Day in Washington, D.C.
That, like, fueled my fire.
Today, Maggie doesn't have to go far to see the political system in action, with Iowa holding the first-in-the-nation caucuses.
What are the most important issues for you when it comes to a candidate?
Gun control, immigration, women's rights, and climate change.
Maggie's met about a dozen of the Democratic contenders from the top tier, including Senator Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Time, we also have to face these huge issues.
It was on the worst snow day that we had.
To a few who dropped out of the race.
Cory Booker and Beto O'Rourke.
Maggie favored both men and now puts Andrew Yang at the top of her list.
Gave me a really, really cool high five.
Others also pique her interest.
You also had a chance to meet Tulsi Gabbard.
She was like probably one of my first favorites, and she still is.
So did you get to see Amy Klobuchar when she was here?
Yes, I did. She wasn't as outgoing as the other candidates, but I still really liked her.
Not all of the women in the race appeal to this pint-sized pundit.
You don't want to see Elizabeth Warren? No. Okay.
When it comes to the pursuit of politics, Maggie shares the secret of securing a little of the spotlight.
My mom told me that if you go to the front of the line is either the best or the back of the line is the best, so you can have the, as much time as you want.
However, being the youngest person in the room doesn't hurt either.
So, your brothers and sisters?
A couple of weeks ago at a local diner, John Delaney spent several minutes getting to know Maggie and her parents while sharing his ideas for the country.
I believe women and men should have equal rights.
I am learning right along with her, and I hate to say that. That sounds really un-American and not very responsible, but I definitely don't have all the answers, and she challenges me and involves me more than I would be if she weren't interested, for sure.
Maggie's persistence also put her in the middle of a peaceful protest when former Secretary of State John Kerry campaigned for Joe Biden.
He is super good. He has been in the office already about 4 years ago, with Obama. And so all the things he made with Obama, he already knows what to do.
Why do you want to be president someday, Maggie?
We don't want there to be other presidents, in my opinion, that are like this one, who don't do what a president is made to be doing. And I want to make sure in 2048 that doesn't happen.
Skeptics might think Tracy Taylor influences her daughter's decisions and thoughts, but she says that's far from the truth.
My family is very much Republicans, and my husband's family is very much Democrats, and so it's not something we talk about at the dinner table very often. A lot of adults question what my husband and I do with her politically, but because she comes from it from that idealistic place, it's important for me to let her keep doing it because maybe she can change the world.
But your family actually does have presidential ties anyway.
Yeah. I think it's my husband's, like, I don't know
great,
how many greats.
Several
great uncles was Zachary Taylor.
And the funny story is that he died of, like, spoiled milk. From spoiled milk. And I say this now, maybe that's why I'm lactose intolerant.
Generations later, another Taylor aspires to be in the White House. As she sizes up the options for this year between homework hobbies, hanging out with friends, she has this advice for the adults.
This is the most important election, so you should probably go out and vote.
And maybe someday you'll see the name of Maggie Taylor on the ballot. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.